This is called Unwanted Prayer. It's a dialogue poem, inspired by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. He wrote a poem called Mike's Place, kind of ran along similar lines. So this is for Espressini. I fold letters into star chambers, carry quoted scream whispers in a mug-proof backpack, a long white Americano cupped in my hands at Rupert's place, wanting to argue with Lawrence about apostrophes and typesetting. And he says, if you got this far, then you don't really need to know. But since you ask, this is how most things begin. I've seen crowfoot herring gulls gather food for dead young who slid off steep rooftops in soft feather-down suicide. I've seen fields of unpoisoned wheat flooded with insecticide. I've seen emptied wallets left in garbage pails. I've seen sinners and saints watch each other like hawks, wings spread-eagled and sewn into tribal flags, emblems of endangered species representing a sense of nationhood. I've seen politicians use flowers to remember a war. I've seen people who borrow before they earn, owe before they own. I've seen CVs the length of encyclopedias, picked by cockle-picking foremen, ordering their takeouts from post-grad maitre d's. I've seen all the Superman films. I've imagined being a girl. I've misplaced the sense of irony I had as a child. I've seen men who wear diamonds call women whores and bitches, complain about condoms. I've heard their voices echoed by children in playgrounds. I've seen mothers kill teachers in classrooms full of six-year-olds. I've seen kids given guns before they've learnt to read. I've seen people spit at the disabled protesting in wheelchairs. Lawrence stops there. We hear tap-tap of keyboards. Notice the silent swipe of fingered glass pocketbooks. Imagine what happened before the invention of paper. We blow the steam from our coffee. Then he takes another sip. We watch someone save the hole in their donut for later. And Lawrence says,
I've felt wind-blown rain clouds over man-made waste piles that will last longer than the discovery of fire. I've seen people pick bits of brains off the street and put it into bags. I've seen them gather to believe it belongs to a loved one for the sake of a decent burial. I've heard deep sea sonar search for nuclear submarines that drives whales into madness where they drown their own calves. I've filled a car with dead plant life, a billion years old, to take a bunch of leaves to the dump. I've voted for governments that lie about the future. I've imagined the sun's roar in the silence of space. I've seen a teardrop reflect upon the cheek of a child. I've seen a pride of lions eat a half-dead elephant. I've seen people lie because they need to be normal.
I interrupt Lawrence to say, can I get you some coffee? Writing down that I said, can I get you some coffee? He says,
stop writing. Try to get the gist.
And he sighed like a giant in a mirror of godmothers, hunched over the table like a derailing train,
put his cup down and howled the way Ginsberg once did, assuming I'd forget every word as soon as each one passed us by.
I've seen planes fall into fields and smelt kerosene popcorn. I've seen a tortoise corralled in someone's front lawn, as if nothing has changed for millions of years. I've commissioned portraits of presidents that never got painted. I've worn out clown noses that fall off whenever you smile. I've bitched about dogs of war till they smelt my worst fears. I've seen cars spin out into watching crowds addicted to speed. I've seen laws last as long as there's bread in the shops. But I've never seen death, although I made a man's coffin who looked like he was sleeping when he was lying just over there.
Lawrence pointed out the window, down toward town, past the memorial and the bad painting of war.
Try to remember as best you can, he said, folding himself into a cup. You don't want to have to write everything down.